Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news comes from the Scottish Parliament, where ministers have urged the UK government to make sure that the herbicide Azulam, which is used to control bracken, is given emergency authorisation for use next year, specifically for the control of bracken. Now, as we heard last week, bracken is a particularly nasty weed and rapidly covers and wipes out grassland if it's not controlled. It's also a haven for ticks, which will rapidly multiply, causing real difficulties for those who walk and climb in the countryside in our MFR area. A lot of those ticks carry Lyme's disease, which can be extremely debilitating, and the after effects can last for years, sometimes never ever disappearing. Anybody who lives, works and uses the countryside for recreation are at risk, so it is absolutely vital that there's a resolution to the problems of controlling bracken. Getting Azulam back is a must, according to the MSPs who are urging the UK government to pressurise the EU into getting it off the list of banned herbicides. Now today we're going back to British Cheese Week, and Greg Tucker is our host, and he tells us about what makes a good cheese and what makes us buy our own particular favourites.
There's lots of new cheeses come and there's lots of cheeses that go. The ones that really stand the test of time, though, are things like cheddars, be they kind of lighter, milder cheddars, or some of the richer, more complex, extra mature. And it's those real kind of famous cheeses that have stood the test of time that we want to really celebrate and get people behind and remind them how fantastic British cheese actually is.
What is it about cheese that makes us feel good when we eat it?
Well, cheese has a fantastic resonance because of the way that it has an early kind of dairy fat involvement that actually engages the brain and the psyche. But it also has a really long taste build, mellow, extended. And what actually happens is that your brain, your psyche, tunes into the way that the flavour grows and then declines. And actually, the secret of cheese is it ever so slightly slows down your heart rate. So it's stress relief as well. It's relaxing, calming, soothing. You lose yourself in that moment, and it makes that snack psychologically refreshing as well, so you're ready to go on to the next thing.
And Greg Tucker there, a real enthusiast, waxing lyrical about cheese. A man after my own heart, I think. But from me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.